I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors. Now we head down to Hamlin County, Esteline, South Dakota. Dan Sternhagen, conservation officer with the Game Fish and Parks, and probably it's still Lake Albert and Lake Ponset for perch or walleye fishermen, isn't it?
Yeah, this last weekend there was a ton of people out, definitely on Ponset. A lot of people fishing off of that Highway 81 access there. People getting really grouped up. It seems like mornings are doing better than the evenings. Perch size, definitely, if you get into some perch on Ponset, they're definitely really nice quality, anywhere from that 10 to 12 plus inch range. Albert, I heard through the grapevine of talking to some fishermen on Ponset that the bite's going really good over there. But a lot of small fish, a lot of small perch out there, you know, 8 to 10 inch down there. But if you get into them over there, it's about as fast as you can get them. So,
how about as far as the goose hunters, dove hunters?
Definitely seeing a lot of people out and about. You know, the goose population, you know, for a couple of weeks there, we were looking really good. And then after talking to some of the hunters on this last opener weekend, they didn't have the greatest success over in the Esteline area. It sure sounds like the best success is kind of up in that north of Haytie, Goose Lake, Wolf Slough, for the Hamlin County goose reports up there. So,
well, Dan Sternhagen, CEO out of Esteline, South Dakota, thank you. Well, now we travel down to the Sioux Falls Game Fish and Parks offices. Biologist Dave Lucchese and Dave, fishing in the area from Sioux Falls heading north to the Brookings area. What's it been like?
You know, I really haven't heard much around the Sioux Falls area lately. It's overall just been pretty quiet. You know, I think you can go out on the Madison Lakes there, Brant Herman Madison, at least Brant and Madison, and pick up a few fish. You're probably not going to get a limit of walleyes or anything, but they have been catching some fish, pulling plugs on Brant, and I think they've been picking up a few mixed bag up on Madison. Further to the north, things have generally been pretty quiet. I guess I have heard some reports of people headed up to Ponset, and now they're seeming to catch a few more perch. In fact, I heard of a limit coming off of there last week. People just fishing vertical jigging with maggots and light tackle. So I think that's picked up. I've heard of a few crappies being caught in the evening out there, not too far off the shore. Actually, some people fishing off their docks and picking up a few of those nice big crappies. As far as the oak woods go, they've been quiet. I think Sinai, you can still pick up a mixed bag there, some smallmouths, possibly a walleye or two, some white bass, and I think Thompson's the same way, but no real standouts at this point. I think that fall fishing has yet really to materialize.
There just hasn't been a lot of fishing or information or fishing pressure on the 81 ponds this year. Is it just really weedy, or is just people are choosing to go elsewhere?
You know, actually, the few reports I got, the weeds died back fairly early. And recently, the only report I've had has been of people out there catching bass. I guess, you know, if you get out there and fish for smallmouth and largemouth, I've heard of quite a few 4 to 5 pound smallmouth being caught and released out there, but not much of a walleye bite yet.
And then Thompson?
Thompson, the reports are scarce coming off of there. You know, they were catching some fish down on that south end with a few bigger walleyes in the mix, but lately even those have become pretty scarce.
And before you go, Dave, goose hunters, was there much hunting pressure around the Brookings area?
You know, I think people did get out. I heard of a couple reports around that Nund area north of Madison. And if you could get on a decent field, a wheat field, guys were doing fairly well. I heard of some reports of bigger groups shooting, you know, 30 to 50 geese, and I think the dove hunters have done reasonably well too. Once again, get on a good field, and I've heard of some pretty good shoots going on there.
Dave Lucchese with the Game Fish and Parks offices out of Brookings and Sioux Falls. Thank you. Well, now we head up to Big Stone Lake on the South Dakota side, talking to Don at Schmidt's Landing. And what's the last 7 days or so been like for fishing, perch, or walleyes on Big Stone Lake?
I'm going to have to say the fishing has just been awesome. Everybody going out are catching fish, even those that don't fish often or are not familiar with the lake are going out there getting some nice perch. They're trolling for some walleyes. It's just, I can't say enough about our fishery for the last 7 days. Even Monday and Tuesday, we had that horrendous wind come through. Had a boat come up here from Nebraska, and they'd get the Tenacity Award. They were out there, and they still caught fish. They were bringing in some perch, some bluegills, even a few white bass. Yesterday alone, I had a gentleman who had a really nice, I'm going to say 24, 25-inch walleye and a gorgeous patterning of perch. The perch that I measured from the buckets coming in, a handful were probably in that 11-inch range. A lot of them were running in that 8, 9, 10 inches, but definitely, definitely worth a person's time to get on the lake.
So the water temp's probably at 70 or a little less now then?
Yeah, it's probably cooled down some. I'm not sure what the temperature is exactly, but it just whatever's triggering this bite, people better get on it.
The water's still clear, so what are the areas? Do they shift a lot if it's flat or if you got at least a breeze?
I think you need a little breeze. When it's flat, calm, that kind of makes it a challenge because the
yes.
water is clear. There's a little green tint to it. But clear enough that I think you need a little bit of a chop on the top of it. They seem to do much better when we have a gentle breeze.
And some of the areas to start out in?
I'm going to go with the old Iowa fish finder. Go where the boats are.
Well, that's normal.
You find groups of boats out there, typically somebody's on some fish. But historically, you know, the Grapevine just down from me, going northwest from us, Bayview was popular over the weekend. Of course, that Rocky Ledge public access up there, that's going to hold lots of boats. We're getting some reports of people fishing up around by the Gray Barn. I don't think you have to go very far. Just be a little patient. Work your spikes or your minnows, and the fish will come to you.
Well, Donna at Schmidt's Landing on Big Stone Lake, thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors. Don Fierstead here with some additional outdoor information. The South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks will be stocking rainbow trout in the Owyhee Marina near Fort Pier in September. The department will stock 15-inch, 1-pound rainbow trout in the marina immediately downstream from Owyhee Dam. Weather permitting, this last Wednesday, there was trout, and most of the trout will be stocked again Thursday, September 12th, and they say the fishing should be great. The Game Fish and Parks documented the first deer mortality in 2017 to the hemorrhagic epizootic disease, or blue tongue. It was confirmed one deer died, a white-tailed deer in eastern Harding County. The virus is spread by biting midges. Well, this Saturday, there'll be a wagon wheel fishing tournament at Oakwood State Park. And if you want more information on that, you can call Josh at 366-4087. Beaver Creek Nature Area near Brandon will host its 39th annual Homestead Harvest Festival. It'll be this Sunday, September 10th, from 1 to 4, and they showcase what life on the prairie was like for early Dakota settlers. You can experience firsthand sights, sounds, and smells of days gone by. For more information, call Palisades State Park at 594-3820. 1-800-324-8524. For the Outdoor Show, I'm Don Fierstead. Now we head up to the Webster offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Biologist Dr. Brian Blackwell, and are you still doing your test netting or any other surveying of area lakes?
Yeah, we're still going at it. You know, last week we finished up on Fish Lake. Looks, you know, down in all the southern part, southeast part of Dual County. Looks really good. We had over 20 walleyes per gill net. They're nice, big, fat walleye. So might be a tough bite, but there's definitely some walleye there as well as some perch that'll provide some action this coming year.
Is it really weedy, Brian?
No, there wasn't much for weeds. It looks like it's, you know, access is good and you should be able to fish pretty much without any weeds. So things look pretty good down there. The fish, like I said, the fish are in really good shape, so there's a chance they may not bite because there's a lot of food in the system.
Okay. Other lakes?
This week we're up on Amston. Again, the walleye numbers look really good on Amston. We're seeing lots of nice, big fish. I guess fish up to probably 26 inches we had yesterday. So things look really good there. A fair number of crappies, some smallmouth, a few bluegills mixed in. But Amston, yeah, looks like a pretty decent fishery right now. Then last night I was out with some people on Ponset looking for young of the year walleyes. We've had three strong year classes of walleyes on Ponset, and that's kind of got us to where we're at right now with the, you know, abundance of fish under the 15-inch minimum. So we were hoping that we wouldn't see a high number of young of the year walleyes down there. We had about, I'd say, 50 per hour, which would probably classify as a moderate abundance. So it's not like the 1,700 we had a couple years ago, but still there's definitely some small age zero walleyes there. They are smaller than normal. So whether they make it through the winter or not, it's going to be questionable because they are a little bit smaller. On Kamtaska, we were there last night as well. Had about 30 per hour electrofishing. So that's probably on the low end of the moderate scale. Typically, if we have like 100 to 150, then we think it's a strong year class. So the one on Kamtaska would be on the low end of the moderate scale.
Brian, do you only do that type of creeling on a lake that you've stocked that spring?
No, we have a certain number of lakes that we do every year. Whether we stock them or we're looking for natural reproduction, we go to them every year and just to assess. And then what we use this information for is whether we're going to stock again next year or not. If there's a high abundance, then we won't be stocking it the next year.
Well, as far as fishing, is it maybe a little opets and just a bitter and a wabe yet?
Yeah, those are the primary ones. You know, sound like a mixed bag on wabe last weekend. Some people caught some fish, others didn't. Fish quality looks to be nice. Bitter, similar situation. You know, people are catching some fish, others are struggling. Opets is where seems to be the busier lake right now. I was up there Sunday morning, and there was probably at least 20 boats up there catching lots of fish. Smaller, they're small walleye, so, and I'd say probably one in every 25, 30 might be a 15-inch, you know, illegal fish on that lake. So lots of sorting going on to get those 15-inch or better fish, as well as a few perch being caught on people pulling plugs up there.
I know I happened to fish Goose Lake here in Cottington County last Friday and Monday, and I was down to Ponset yesterday, and just looking around down there, and there was about 17 boats that are all on the west side anchored perch fishing. Did see a few boats also on Goose Lake both days last week perch fishing, but I think the water temps are still in the low 70s, and it's kind of tough, I think, finding those perch or catching many when the water's still so warm.
Yeah, I would agree. You know, last night we were down to, I think, 66, so about midnight when we got off Kamtaska. So, yeah, water temps with the cooler nights are starting to drop, but, yeah, they tend to need to be, you know, right around 60 or less before we really see a strong perch bite take off.
As far as the pheasant brood out there, we know what it kind of is, but as far as Day County, did you hear from any of the persons who creeled or you helping out occasionally, that it would be pretty similar to last year?
Yeah, looking what we saw, I'd say it's definitely very similar to last year. Maybe down a little bit in some areas. There's going to be some pockets that may hold some birds, have a few more birds, but overall, I'd say we're very similar to what we have been the last in the last year, maybe the last 2 years.
And has any recent rains done anything for the sloughs or smaller wetlands?
No. Most of the smaller wetlands, when you go north from Watertown, you go, you'll get about 10 miles north of here, and things are starting, you'll see the sloughs are dried up. We're in that Florence area, you know, there's some water in some sloughs now, but you go north of there, and it's definitely a different game because things have dried up.
Brian Blackwell, a biologist out of the Webster Game Fish and Parks, thank you. Well, now we're visiting with Conservation Officer Bryce McVicker. And Bryce, in the Watertown area, first of all, is there some quality fishing going on a few lakes?
Yeah, this weekend, Goose Lake was really busy. I was out checking goose hunters on Saturday morning and was really shocked to see 30-plus boats there in the morning on Saturday. So checked a few of them coming off, and everybody seemed to do pretty well. Most of the fish that are being caught over the weekend were that age class that's around the 14 to 15-inch range, but about every boat or every other boat still catches one of those walleye that's in the 18 to 19-inch range, so those are still really nice fish. And then, of course, you still hear stories of a couple really nice ones over 20 or 25, so that Goose Lake has been a good one this weekend.
No smattering of perch at all. I see some people out on goose targeting perch, but I haven't heard of anyone actually catching one or two or three.
Yeah, that's true. There is a few people that have talked like they're targeting perch, but I haven't seen any come off yet. Of course, you always hear stories of a guy catching one here or there, but very quality perch fishery out there. So if you do catch one, it's going to certainly be a nice one.
I think over the years, Kempeska has always been one of my go-to and favorite lakes. That's the toughest year in my life to catch walleyes on that lake this year, of any size to keep.
Yeah, yeah. You can probably go out and catch a bucket full of them, but they're probably going to be in the 10 or 11-inch range. And with any luck, that year class will keep growing, and then hopefully we could have a good walleye fishery out there soon. But yeah, you're right, and even our nets show that there's just not much for keeper walleye out there right now. So we keep putting fish in there, and hopefully one of them will take one of these years. But it has been a pretty good pan fishery the last few years, especially during ice fishing season, early spring, and hopefully maybe late fall. But a few perch and a few crappie coming out of there different times of the year.
Did that bigger rain of some places 3 to 7 inches north and west of Watertown, did that help out Dry Lake by Florence, help that level out at all?
It really did. That one and Grass Lake. Granted, grass is so far down that it's still a long way from having boats put in there, but it did help out the Dry Lake boat ramps a little bit, brought the water levels up, and also made a difference too. The road that goes through the middle of Dry Lake has been kind of a hazard all summer, so any little bit of water that we can get in Dry Lake is good for both navigating around and getting boats in and out.
How was the opener for goose, and how's dove season going?
It kind of would have been nice to flip the openers last weekend. Opening day of dove season was awfully windy. We had about a 35-mile-an-hour straight-line wind all day, and not very many hunters could get out and take advantage of opener because of that wind. And then the goose season the next day was foggy and pretty mild, and that would have probably been pretty good day to hunt doves, and most people did and had pretty good success on doves, but that fog really hurt the goose hunters the first day. If you could get east of that fog line, eastern Coddington over into Dual County, people really put some big numbers of birds on the ground. We heard of a few hunts over 60, but unfortunately the guys that had to hunt in the fog had a pretty tough time decoying birds.
Compliance with the rules and regulations of dove and goose hunters, how's that went?
Compliance has been really good. A lot of those regulations are the same, so a lot of the stamps and things are starting to become second nature to those guys. But if you're hunting doves, you need to have the migratory bird stamp. And if you're hunting geese, you need to have the migratory bird stamp and the federal waterfowl stamp if you're over 16. And then a couple other little things we're always looking for is lead shot if you're hunting doves on game production areas is prohibited. And then lead shot is always prohibited if you're hunting waterfowl. So just a few things, but success was good. Hunters seemed to be happy over the weekend, and things will really change throughout the month of September here as things are cooling down already, even today.
Bryce, you have the Sports Fest, and I'm just wondering, what did you come up with the number you think will be at that?
We did excellent this year. We maxed it out. Our goal was 225 kids. We just about met that. We stopped taking registration at 5 o'clock on the 5th. So we're very happy with the numbers and looking forward to the event. So we thank everybody that helped us advertise and thank everybody for signing up.
Bryce McVicker, thank you.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.